This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's partisan politics, there's opinion, there's the left, there's the right, there's conservatism, there's liberalism, there's progressivism. There's all these different boxes that we may or may not fall into politically, but there's one box that we should all exist in, and that's common sense, that's logic, that's reasoning, and you'd hope that's putting America first, being proud of your country, being proud of your heritage. Now, that is not the case, and perhaps even up for a fair debate. But Jim Jordan goes to Congress yesterday and delivers a speech, not partisan, not Republican, not conservative, not liberal, not Democrat. Nothing but just truth. Nothing but just common sense. Nothing but just logic. Nothing but just what America needs to hear. Here's Jim Jordan's speech to Congress yesterday.
Today's left has taken the most radical positions in American history. They applaud Kaepernick when he disrespects the flag. They embrace Governor Cuomo when he says America was never that great.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
And they cheer on Maxine Waters when she says go out and harass anyone who supports the president.
If you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
Today's left thinks that America's just another country. Just one of the 190-some countries on the planet. United States of America is not just another country. It's the greatest nation in history that has done more good for more people than any country ever. A special place where people from all over the world, all shapes, all sizes, all colors, all talents come to so they can chase down their goals, chase down their dreams, make life better for themselves and their family. That's this country. A special place where people come and respect the Constitution, cherish the Bill of Rights, and embrace the rule of law. Democrat Congressman Blumenauer said, abolish ICE. Secretary Clinton, when she was running for the highest office in the land, said we need a borderless hemisphere.
We've learned from the WikiLeaks that you said this, and I want to quote, my dream is a hemispheric common market with open trade and open borders.
I will continue speaking out for comprehensive immigration reform. I think the people who are here deserve a path to citizenship.
Speaker Pelosi said walls are immoral.
A wall is an immorality.
Just last week, Stacey Abrams, governor candidate, state of Georgia, said non-citizens should be able to vote. Think about that.
So not in some cases you would be supportive of non-citizens.
I wouldn't oppose it.
She wouldn't oppose it. Sounds like she is open to non-citizens voting in local elections.
Americans believe that borders need to be strong. Americans believe, we believe, that there's a difference, a big difference between legal immigration and illegal immigration. And Americans and Republicans in the House Freedom Caucus believe that a border security wall will help stop drug problem, the gang problem, and the human trafficking problem.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, it's funny because people in America want to bitch and complain about stuff here. And there's a lot of corruption. I mean, we're the first to report it. But they tend to miss what America actually means, what it actually represents, and why it's the greatest country on earth. And then they tend to ignore, well, they don't ignore it when it's politically advantageous for them to bring it up. But they'll ignore the fact that pretty much people from almost every country want to try to come to this country because it's the best on earth. If it was racist, it wouldn't be that way. But, you know, it's funny that they all complain about the status of America. You know, there used to be a way to measure rich and poor. You know what that way was? You would look at someone, and if they were fat, they'd be assumed rich. If they were skinny, they'd be assumed poor. You notice how many poor people in America are fat? What does that tell you about the standard of living in this country?
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
We are drugged out. We are following other people's opinions. We are controlled by the media. Today, it all changes. This reality has been forced upon us. It is a choice, just like when I said slavery is a choice. Einstein said the definite of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. So we keep on saying, I hate you, fuck you. How are we going to get a different result out of hate? Why don't we just try love? Why don't we just try love? We have the resources for a peaceful world. You know, sometimes you need some crazy motherfuckers to change something. Steve Jobs is crazy. Now we all on Steve Jobs' phone. They say Trump's crazy. They say I'm crazy. But I'm here to show love. It's a bigger plan, and I'm just doing what the universe told me.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas. U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big Tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome subversion paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed with the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States, with traitors inside the major security agencies blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com / Big Tech Megan Combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a herder of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free!
hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
My wife was scheduled for surgery today for the last month, and so I wasn't going to be here. But I ended up staying up basically all last night because of the information you're about to receive. And I got her into surgery, got her out, and I'm here. I want to thank the crew. I want to thank everybody who makes this broadcast possible. Now, I'm going to try to be very reserved and very calm in the rest of the hour with Roger Stone. And I'm going to try to lay this information out. I want to explain something to everybody. We've now moved on from the two-year fake Russia hoax, the witch hunt. We've now moved on to the final phase of the witch hunt, where it goes into an inquisition and they start persecuting everybody and overturning the 2016 election. And that means putting Nancy Pelosi in, because by saying it's foreign meddling, by saying it's a foreign attack, by doing this, they are then able to remove the vice president as well. And then you will have her as the president and whoever she wants to designate as vice president. So that's why this is so incredibly important. This is a lot bigger than InfoWars. It's a lot bigger than any individual person like Roger Stone. This is the culmination, the coming to a head of Robert Mueller's investigation. And the word is they're going to move on him in March. I got that from a lot of really intelligent, high-level sources last October. And I said they're going to move against him again in March. And you can see it all building to a crescendo. Now, let me make the personal announcement. Then we'll flush it all out, go through it all here on air. I have the documents. This is going to be world-exclusive information here for everybody. I've gone to the FBI last year when, obviously, another arm of it, the Mueller operation, tried to set me up. That there's just cut and dry right out of a movie. You wouldn't believe it. Then again, we were basically infiltrated, and we've been able, from high-level sources and by using police tactics, to get major news organizations to admit who their sources are. And so we know exactly who is behind it. We were able to cross-reference it. So because we've been this persecuted and this targeted and set up as the straw man for the entire fall of America and the takedown of the president and our republic itself, literally, we are in the eye of the hurricane and are able to see things and know things others don't. That's why this is actually a blessing. In fact, I'm not scared of Robert Mueller III. I'm not scared of all these white shoeboy lawyers and wannabe tough guys, okay, who cover up all the pedophilia and evil and the rest of it. I know I've been put in this place by God, thanks to your support and prayers, to now face this test. In fact, my entire life, I have just been feeling like I'm not carrying out my mission and I've got to do something, and I'm always burning in my bones and driven. And there's just been this great weight on me. And for the first time in my life, it's lifted. I mean, I really feel the Spirit of God's with me. And I just am right where I want to be. But I want to tell you all something, ladies and gentlemen. This spirit of fear and this spirit of bullying from the left and the deep state and the rogue state and the globalist is permeating this country. And we have a real shortage of men. I've been on the phone today with some of the most prominent and famous people in the country, who are the few people that have courage to talk about this. And they have said, without me even saying it, I'm not worried about myself. In fact, I have no fear. I fear for our children and the country and the world. And that's what you've got to step into as a man. Before we get to this information, we'll come back from break and get into it. Folks need to understand something. They are systematically, consciously trying to create frauds, like Trump in a hotel being pissed on. BuzzFeed puts it out. It's admittedly fake. Now today they have Cohen the stool pigeon, who's very low IQ, a known liar, saying Trump told him to send a bag of cash and a boxing glove to somebody to rig a poll. See, oh, Trump rigged the election. Trump rigged, not Hillary, with her admitted fake polls and the WikiLeaks. Not John Podesta, 2 years before the election even started, saying buy off all the pollsters so none of them will report the truth in 2016. That's 2 years before the election even gets going. They're already buying everyone off with polls to let them know who their big mama is and which side of the bread everything's buttered. So they're making their move and literally trying to indict not just me, but my father and Roger Stone. And it's sickening to hear these ABC and Washington Post reporters giggling and snickering about their criminal activity. This is a group of criminals, and we will defeat these terrorists, these psychological terrorists, who get the global exclusive while they plan to take Trump out straight ahead.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Roger Stone joins us with a global exclusive. This is not Russiagate we're talking about. That is the vehicle to overturn the 2016 election and seat Nancy Pelosi as president of the United States. That is their admitted plan. They've introduced the impeachment. It's on the cover of establishment publications. They're making their move. You see the propaganda that Trump's a liar, and that he's a criminal, and that he is a horrible person, and needs to be removed everywhere. You see them plunging the economy and other economies. The globalists saying they're going to punish us. The two exclusive articles are on Infowars.com and Newswars.com by Paul Joseph Watson, working with myself and Roger Stone today. And I'm asking listeners, for your own family, for your own sake, this isn't just one more story out there. Both of these articles on Infowars.com, you'll get more viral spread at Newswars.com. They don't block that as much, are critical. It must be sent to every police department, every state police department. You should flood the FBI email with this, because most of those people there aren't bad. It's at the top. You should flood talk radio. Flood everything. Right now the phones are ringing off the hook in there, because they've had the Washington Post is run by the leftist CIA. That's been declassified. And the New York Times is also operating, and ABC is. And they began calling in the last week, bringing up the attempted sting that Mueller tried on us, clearly, and I have the documents, and they're coming out. And then bringing up new false claims that we made, that Roger Stone, myself, my dad, my poor sweet dad, such a patriot, made payments to Jerome Corsi to cover up WikiLeaks information and where that came from. Absolutely total fiction, as fictional as Star Wars or the Koran. And so that's where we now are. And we know they did that believing that they would get us to release the stories, because we don't have any other choice. Because this information is so out of control. So I just want the enemy to know, we know what you're doing. You know, first get us to try to not report on it and not talk about how you're trying to set us up. Then pull back, create a whole new lie that we'll lay out in great detail right now. But understand this, when we're done doing that, they're making their move. We'll go a little bit in the next hour. They're making their move on Trump in the next few months. And we exclusively, from our unparalleled perspective in the middle of the battle, have intel that no one else has. So the answer to defeating this whole thing is in our hands. And I have to tell the president something. And I'll do this at the end of this discussion. First, we're going to talk about what's currently happening and the next level of the Inquisition, the political coup by the deep state, what they're planning to do with it, who they're planning to install, and then what Trump must do to stop it. And if Trump does not immediately act on this, and I was talking to highest level people today, they agreed that if Trump does not act, that then it's not that he's our enemy, but that something's wrong with him. He's autistic. He's very smart in some ways, not in others. And that, you know, he means well, but he's not defending us. He's not defending himself. And we'll go on with nationalism and anti-globalism and fight the left. But Trump must be abandoned. Because if Trump is abandoning the people defending him, then he must be abandoned. So I'm letting the president know. Not to get Mueller off my ass. I'll fight him to the end. He's a globalist that sold the country out. But if Trump doesn't understand the existential threat to him, his family, the country, everything, and doesn't move against these people when they're open criminals in an open criminal conspiracy and lets them do this, then these little stunts, canceling Pelosi's airplane ride, okay, that's all cutesy foot. That's not real world. Roger, I'm going to shut up now. This segment next. Give you the floor. You're on fire. We've been up all night long just going over everything, making sure everything is absolutely accurate. And now to know the next move, Mueller's specialty, targeting people's families. But, you know, my mom normally doesn't like conflict. Last night, talking to her at 3 a.m., she goes, God's on our side. I'm not worried at all. It's all going to turn out good. We come from good people. And we come from good people. We're good people. We founded America. We founded Texas. We win the wars. And you parasites come in and take it over later. So, Roger, you've got the floor of this segment. What's left of the next one? Get into the current conspiracy to finally gin up some fake Russia connection to overturn the election using you, myself, and my father.
Yeah, I think, Alex, important people understand that this is a subplot. In other words, the deep staters understand that as a precursor to take down Donald Trump, which they clearly intend to do, they need to co-opt and silence both Roger Stone and Alex Jones and, of course, InfoWars. And therefore, as I have told the InfoWars audience previously, I've been deeply disappointed that Dr. Jerry Corsi, who at least on paper is a patriot, has been more than willing to bear false witness against me for Robert Mueller and the grand jury, claiming falsely that the information he provided to me regarding the Podesta brothers' Russian dealings was somehow a cover story. A cover story for what is not clear, because no cover story is required. Now, incredibly, Corsi is clearly told the special counsel, Mr. Mueller, most likely the grand jury.
Yeah, well, let's just say it. We know. We were able to confirm. So he needs to know his cover's blown, but yeah, continue.
But he's evidently claiming falsely that his employment at InfoWars, where he was briefly the Washington bureau chief, was somehow a hush money or an inducement for him to be silent. This is completely and totally categorically false. As is his claim that I knew about the Billy Bush tape in advance, as is all of his prognostications regarding WikiLeaks, every one of which turned out to be false. So now he is claiming that evidently some severance he got from InfoWars after being terminated after a drunken meltdown in a Washington, D.C. restaurant constituted hush money payments. It's ludicrous. It's ridiculous. And it's false. No one gets paid at InfoWars for work they didn't do. So under his contract, I'm told by your folks that he received some limited severance. But now he's mischaracterizing that as a hush money payment. Hush money for what? No hush money is required. Nobody at InfoWars has done anything wrong. I have done nothing wrong. But anybody who doesn't understand that Jerry Corsi and his inept lawyer, Larry Klayman, are now playing ball with Robert Mueller and the Washington Post, that is trying to promulgate this pack of lies, does not understand what's going on, but they just heard the stone-cold truth.
That's right, and these lightweights, the Washington Post and ABC, need to know. We know you guys aren't off the record, and neither are we. Okay, so we've got your ass, and it's all being transmitted to the proper authorities, though there's not many of them left. Most men have, like, gone, oh, gosh, the deep state's moving on Trump. Let me roll over. Yeah, to the Chi-Coms and the radical Islamicists and how the pedophiles are going to get your kids in the schools. If anybody rolls over to this, you might as well just sign your warrant to go to hell when you die. I'm here to tell you. When we come back, we're going to lay it all out and where this rabbit hole leads. It leads to the plan to remove Trump and install not just Pelosi.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits.
This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Du hast, du hast mich.
You know, I don't fight Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi and the globalists, their minions like Robert Mueller, their bagmen, because I hate them. Or because I want their swamp. I want to be away from them. And I don't want them running our schools and our local communities. See, I'm in Texas. I don't hang around in your little trendy, cool areas. Nothing against anybody that lives in New York or whatever. The point is that the establishment there are all nothing but materialistic, narcissistic, self-aggrandizing worshipers who have crawled their way up the ass of the devil and think they're winners. I'm a trailblazer. I'm a pioneer. I'm a builder. And it doesn't mean I'm on a power trip. It means I love God and I love justice. And I knew Roger Stone wasn't involved with the Russians. I knew WikiLeaks didn't come from the Russians. Hell, I've had the former head of the NSA in my office and in the studio, and they have on record the download speeds of the WikiLeaks that was downloaded in the port by a thumb drive. At that time, it was like five times faster than the fastest online download. We know what went on. We know they were scared to death of anybody looking at Seth Rich. And I was here when WikiLeaks was all over the news, and they wouldn't give us the time of day, and I was calling him Hillary Clinton's butt plug. I was here when we were trying to get the big scoop. What's wrong with journalists trying to get the big scoop? I mean, you saw Lucifer 2.0 talking to the New York Times. Roger couldn't even tweet at him and say, hey, give me some info. So we all know this is a fraud, like Pissgate, everything else, and we have a memory. But now, I know for 100%, not 99.999, 100 platinum percent, it's pure crap. My father managed at one time 100 dental offices. By the end of about 30, he was working 15 hours a day. He'd come home and collapse. And he had heart problems and didn't even tell my mom about it because he wanted to keep her, just he treats her like royalty, when that's how we do in our family, spoil the hell out of the women. And I hired him 7 years ago because he could be trusted to do accounting and HR, and that's all he does. And if anything, he's too nice to everybody. He's a sweetheart. And, you know, it's next level to go after my dad. It's next level to know that my dad said that, of course, he cried on the phone. Because I kept saying, I'm firing him. We got all the emails. I'm firing him in April for this story. This is a load of crap. And they're like, oh, we'll see if it gets better or whatever. And he goes, oh, he's our bureau chief. Big name we had. He didn't deliver any of it. And I'm telling Roger, I'm going to fire this guy. He's a freaking kook, man. He used to be great on Lou Dobbs and everything. What the hell happened to him? And I'm going to go back to Roger here. Just so you understand this is the truth. He brings this Colonel Sanders guy here. He tells me, oh, Peter Thiel wants to invest in you. It wasn't the Russians. It was Peter Thiel, supposedly. And when they show up, it's not Peter Thiel. It's Colonel Sanders. And the other guy. I'll remember his name in a minute. And I call Roger up. He's only ever given me straight info. And he goes, yeah, it's a bunch of talk. And so I sit there and I hear that. And see, so of course he got pissed. Of course, like, we're going to have a private offering and we're going to have influence be worldwide, all this BS. I was like, dude, I'm not involved in any of that. And I was like, my alarms are going off. And so within Corsi being here 6, 7, 8 months already, my opinion of him went way down from all the 18 years I'd known him and the great work he'd done and the best-selling books and everything he'd been engaged in. And this is just the anatomy of what's happening here. We've got to get back into currently now they're going after Trump and this big global exclusive. It's just the idea then to be sitting here and to know what really went on and then to have the Washington Post and all these other publications sitting there saying, we hear you paid Corsi hush money because his contract was year to year. And if it wasn't for cause, then we said we'd pay out his contracts. He was let go in June. We said, fine, because he was crying. Begging, okay, you can have 6 months. I didn't see someone getting severance pay still working here. I'm like, no, he's no longer here. We didn't publish his article since June 6 or whatever. He hadn't been on since then. And then that becomes payoffs by Roger Stone, who Roger Stone doesn't give the orders. I'm not trying to act tough around here. Roger Stone doesn't give the orders around here. He produces news and research. We just won the election. We wanted to report news about America being reborn. We wanted to go cover press conferences. We wanted to be journalists. We wanted to have guests on. Roger Stone was one of the dozens of people that said, hire Jack Posobiec, hire Corsi, hire, we're trying to build something. Corsi had been let go at WorldNet Daily, was trying to get a job here before Roger ever said, okay, hire Corsi, because Corsi called him and said, please get me hired. And so what I get now for hiring Corsi and not letting him and Colonel Sanders take over InfoWars is, you think you get to me? You could hang my dad up by his toes and slit his goddamn, and my dad's ready, by the way. show. He may be a sweet person, but he's not going to roll over. You think, Mueller, because you're targeting my daddy, my kids, anything. Listen, I don't back down to pedophile supporters like you, Mueller, you piece of filth. So no matter what you do, you criminal, jihadi-supporting, 9/11 covering up maggot, and Hillary, your whore controller, I will never roll over to you, you sons of bitches. So get that through your head. You think I'm a cowardly piece of crap like you? You think I'd sell out my soul for anything? Nothing. It's not for sale. There's no price. Because I've seen hell. So I'm going to say it again. I go back to Roger, and I'm sorry. We'll get into their plan to take down Trump when we come back and all the rest of it. It's just so diabolical. When you sit there and you're a good, wholesome person, and these people manufacture this crap, and they've tried to shut us down and curtail us so that when they made this move, we would not even have a voice. But you know what? I believe in our listeners and viewers. And I believe this voice will get out. I believe no matter what happens to me, just like Colonel Travis at the Alamo. And I'm not comparing myself to that yet, but I'm cut from that. You better believe it. Like nobody else you know. Nobody else you know. That connected like I am, and I don't brag about it. I will never back down to goddamn pieces of filth. And I mean that not in the Lord's name in vain. I mean you people are damned to hell. Roger, we got 3 minutes to break. We'll have the whole next segment. Then we got to get into, we'll back up Vegas. We got to go to the next hour. They're planning to take out Trump, put in Pelosi. They admit it now. It's on. Trump won't listen. I've got to let Trump know. Just go ahead. I'm sorry. I've got you here and I'm ranting.
Not at all, Alex. This is definitively clear. Unfortunately, in violation of the Bible, Jerry Corsi has decided to bear false witness against both you and me. Unfortunately, his own text messages and the metadata tags on the various documents prove that he's lying. I guess he forgot about that. But he was perfectly willing to throw a fellow Trump supporter, a fellow conservative, over the side until they told him that he would have to plead guilty to something that he didn't do. Let's be very clear. He never told me that anybody had stolen John Podesta's emails. He never gave me any such thing. Therefore, there is nothing to cover up. In fact, my famous tweet was not controversial for 6 weeks. So cover up for what? His position is irrational as well as illogical. And then teaming with Shelby Holliday of the Wall Street Journal, one of the most duplicitous, dishonest, two-faced liars in media today, teaming up with leftists like that, going on with Ari Melber of MSNBC to spew his lie after lie after lie. I don't know how Dr. Corsi sleeps with himself. And then
didn't he see what happened to Michael Cohen, what groveling and giving a rim job to Robert Mueller does?
Yeah, look, if they think that there's any chance whatsoever that they're going to destroy you, and they're going to get me to testify against Donald Trump, making up stories, bearing false witness, that's not going to happen. There's zero chance that's going to happen.
The worst they do stuff to me, I mean, I would never have sold out before, but there's no, I mean, never. I mean, these people are the enemy. Hold on. We got to get it. I know you're going over you, but the point is, they are literally trying to say giving someone 6 months severance pay is a payoff, and they all want to indict, and they let me know, my father. And then we've got all other proof of the sting they tried to run. We haven't even gotten to that. So bombshell is breaking as we speak. We'll be right back with Roger Stone about their master plan if they take Trump down in the next 3 months and how we can stop it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop-em, drop-em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Let me just recap briefly. Foreign multinational powers are manipulating sellout, traitor, collaborator elements in our government, Hollywood, the Democrats, cowards, neocons, to parlay America into a global government they believe they're building. But the Chinese, the EU, they're all bidding for power. They haven't sold out like you have completely. You're fools. That's incredibly dangerous. So along comes a president who sees a business deal and who, you know, he's a Scot. He's got a German last name, but, you know, I think more of the mom got into him than the dad. And, you know, no Scots will turn a piece of coal in their ass into a diamond. They get so selfish about money. Nothing against Scots. I got a little bit of Scot in me. So Trump sees America getting screwed over and goes, we're super powerful, and number one, why should we just throw it overboard? Well, the globalists had already sold the whole thing out. And so they're like, dude, we already sold it. You can't do this. We have agreements. And he said, no, you don't. And he's smart about that. We'll get to this next hour. Not smart about how to counter it. And so now they've built this whole Russian canard to overturn not just the president, but the vice president. That's what this is really all about. So imagine the Twilight Zone insanity that at the end of this whole thing, 2+ years of BS, Roger Stone, Jerome Corsi, Alex Jones, and Dr. David Jones are now the center of what he wants in the next month to, quote, finish his fake investigation, to begin the impeachment. That's why they want us off air, so we can't respond. But, oh, you kept us on air. Oh, you bought products. Oh, you prayed for us. Oh, we're still here. See, they're not all powerful. But now, the unstoppable force is meeting the unmovable object, and that causes explosions. I'm praying for peace, ladies and gentlemen. But I know that the people out there understand we're in a war, a globalist civil war that's coming after our children, our country, our very essence. And most men just want to put their finger in the wind and say, well, I'm going to go along with this because I'll be safe. I'll get some more money. But what good is your money if the whole country goes down? I want to appeal just to their basic selfishness so they don't have a soul. This is not good for the average person, even the average sellout. So, Roger, here we are quantifying this. We'll get to this next hour, why I am ready to denounce Donald Trump, why I'm ready to come out against Donald Trump. And it's not to get Mueller off my ass. No, no, no. It's to let Trump know that he's failed those of us that tell the truth. He's not stood up against censorship. He's not stood up when he has the power to stop it. But just in the time we have in this segment, the persecution, the plan, Hillary Clinton, Pelosi, I mean, this isn't our opinion. Listeners, have you ever heard one thing I said in my life? This is the biggest alert we've ever put out. And I'm begging you to hear me. There's a lot of stuff's been urgent, but now we're to the point. They're preparing the Civil War. They're preparing the race war, the clash of the sexes. You see all the programming. Hillary was supposed to be in. They said, hey, it doesn't matter. We'll impeach him as a Russian. When Hillary's throwing a fit, you know, on that night when Trump wins, we'll impeach him as a Russian. And Pelosi will be the speaker. And you'll be the vice president, and you'll do it together. We'll make it all about women against men. We're still going to win. And that's been the plan. That's been the program. That's been the operation. So you're getting from the inside right now how to stop them and what they're doing. Because if they remove Trump for foreign collusion and made-up Russia connections, they get Pence too. Roger, explain to the viewers how this is for all the marbles.
Absolutely, Alex. Notice what's happened in the last several days where the mainstream media and their corporate-controlled media is going into high gear, repeating the big lie now over and over again. Trump works for Putin. Trump is a Russian asset. Trump is a Russian traitor. We're no longer in a realm where you need corroboration or proof or evidence. Now they want us to believe that just because Andrew Kissing Cooper says something or Chris Cuomo says something or Ari Melber says something or the New York Times or the Washington Post say something, it's true. It's true because they say it. That's why they don't want to proceed against Trump on the basis of his tax returns or his business dealings, because that would leave Mike Pence as president. And although I'm not a great lover of Mike Pence, that's not their plan. Their plan is very, very clear. Hook up some fraudulent charge of Russian collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russian state to win the election. That gives them the grounds to remove both Donald Trump and Mike Pence. That constitutionally means Nancy Pelosi would be elevated to the presidency, but the vice presidency would be vacant. She would then appoint Hillary Clinton to the vice presidency. Then Pelosi would resign. I'm imagining she will try and maneuver to stay as Speaker of the House. And Hillary Clinton would get that thing, which she was not able to get in 2016, the White House. That is the plan. That you've just heard it, you're going to hear it again, but that is where this is all going.
And I'll tell you what's frightening, Roger, everything you said here, you're probably the most truthful person I've ever talked to. They say you're this dirty trickster on this, and you kind of like reveled in it, but it's not true. Everything you basically said has come true, and you've never steered me wrong. You've got uncanny instinct and incredible memory. I hope when I'm your age I still have that. I used to have a memory better than yours, but I mean, you're older than I am. And this is it. We're not just saying this. This is the law. This is what they're saying. They've begun impeachment. It's here, and they plan, as you said, a subplot to prove, but the subplot is the plot, that we're these Russians, finally, with Corsi, and then they've got the whole thing. They bring down the president and the vice president. This is a national emergency.
Well, and I think people need to understand, Alex, they need to get you and I out of the way. The subplot that Jerry Corsi is now complicit in, bearing false witness against us, making up nonsense, is to get us off the board. They seek to destroy me financially, which is why I ask people to go to stonedefensefund.com, because they're destroying me. I lost my health and life insurance in December. This is part of the plan to squeeze me to get me to testify against
them. No, here, people should support
and what
you.
And what they've done to InfoWars in an effort to silence you and to cut off our revenues is because they recognize that InfoWars is the early warning system for the coming impeachment. That's why they have to destroy the two of us, and they don't understand our character. You see, they think that we're like them, that we're in this for money or status or aggrandizement. They don't understand that we're in this for the country. I didn't get into politics because I wanted to be a big shot. If I wanted to be a big shot, I would have kissed George Bush's ass. I had plenty of opportunity. Jim Baker begged me to run George H.W. Bush's presidential campaign, but I didn't believe in him. And I didn't believe in the deep state. I get into politics because of Barry Goldwater, because I stood for something. I may have my own style, but there's no question. I'm not in this for the money. If I were, I'd be wealthy today, and I am not wealthy today. But they seek to destroy me just like they seek to destroy you and InfoWars. And what they don't understand is we have the president's back. But he needs to have our back.
And we'll talk about that next segment because, and I'm taking Trump to the tool shed. I'm very proud of him trying to pull all these wars. All other time I've blown up at Trump was when he said he got out of Syria and he didn't. We're very proud of him. Rand Paul is. But I've talked to a lot of high-level folks connected to the president in the White House just today. I've talked to five different people and they say he's super smart at instincts and politics. He loves America, but he is dumber than a box of rocks when people tell him, here, this person's great, like his new attorney general nominee, and the person is literally Satan. Maybe Satan came and pledged allegiance to him, but Satan is a liar. So we're going to go to break and come right back. Listen, you heard Roger. They're trying to destroy him. Support him. I'm not worried about the money at the end of the day, but I need money long-term to beat these bastards. And so I get so busy, I don't even plug. Everyone needs to go to InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you donate. And get some X2, some X3. Get some Supernova Vitality. Get some Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Get Auto Ship, additional 10% off. InfoWarsStore.com. T-shirts. Alexandra Cortez is a foaming at the mouth meth head dog. She wanted to arrest Don Trump Jr. for someone to have subpoenaed and brought in for criminal charges for saying socialists eat their dogs, Republicans or conservatives or capitalists walk them. I mean, we have that shirt because, I mean, it's like you're crazy. So InfoWarsStore.com, only 5 reviews that just came out, already 100% review, though. Get yours with the evil, triggering American flag on the right arm with that good old, beautiful InfoWars.com right there. So, look, the globalists have the power because they stole it. And they got Meth Mouth Cortez, and they got Crypt Keeper Pelosi, and the groom of the stool, Hillary Clinton. They got all these scumbags, but they don't have guts. And they don't have will. They all read off teleprompters. They all are just a bunch of cowardly filth and hardly even wipe their own you-know-whats. So all I'm telling you is we're going to defeat them, but we need your financial support today together. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. But regardless, our number 4 is going to be the most critical ever. I'm going to really give Trump a personal message straight ahead and chart the future. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.